All right, there we go. So here we are. We're another episode of the Microsoft Cloud IT Pro Podcast. We're on the expo floor again. And I have a couple people here from Microsoft to talk about usage reporting. So we have Ann Michaels and we have Shilpi
Sinha.
So I'll let you guys just quick introduction. Who are you? Introduce yourself. Let people know what
you
do.
Thanks for having us. Hi, I'm Anne, and I'm a product marketing manager for Office 365 Administration. What does that do? Well, I focus on really helping our customers understand all the tools that they have available to manage Office 365 effectively.
All right.
Hey, and I'm Shilpi Sanel. I'm a program manager in Office 365, and I do everything usage analytics in Office 365.
Okay, great. So you guys have made some announcements around usage analytics this week. You've made some changes to the content adoption pack. You also rolled out some more advanced usage analytics. So do you want to talk a little bit kind of about what those announcements are, how those impact people?
Sure. So we had four main announcements here at Ignite this week. The first one was that we are making two new usage reports for Microsoft Teams available in the Admin Center that help you understand how your organization is using Microsoft Teams. There's a new Microsoft Teams activity report that shows you how your people use Microsoft Teams and what activity is most popular. And there's another Microsoft Teams device usage report that shows you how your people are connecting to Microsoft Teams. The second announcement was that we are introducing a new reports reader role, because what we have seen in many organizations that it's not only the IT department that is tasked with driving usage and adoption, but that it's often also an adoption strategist, for example, non-admins. But for them to successfully do their job, they also need to have access to the usage reporting. So with the new reports reader role, which is available today in the Admin Center, you can give anybody in your organization access to the usage reporting, to the content pack, and also to the data from the graph reporting APIs. Our third announcement was that the Office 365 Adoption Content Pack and Power BI, yes, we could not have thought of a longer name, will reach A at the beginning of 2018, and it will be renamed to Office 365 Usage Analytics. At GA, we will make a new version available of usage analytics that will include more data and metrics, especially around teamwork. And we will also bring in all the information from Microsoft Teams, from Office 365 groups, and from Yammer groups. And the fourth announcement was that the usage reporting graph API has reached GA. And Shilpi, do you want to talk a little bit about our forward-looking announcements?
Sure.
So at Ignite here this week, we also announced that we're starting to take a leap forward in how we want our customers to be able to think about adoption and the value that they're getting from Office 365. So really what we've been doing is focusing on product level usage information, and we've kept it pretty binary in the sense that are you using the product, are you not? And, you know, while that's a good proxy for our, you know, the value that you're getting, what we really want to do is go back to the promises that we make that Office 365 stands for and really articulate the usage and adoption in the terms of those promises. For example, are people collaborating with each other? And there's several levels of collaboration that's possible, and we're going to articulate that in a very clean fashion for you to be able to understand that journey that you can take your organization in and actually help them through that journey.
Okay, awesome. I love a lot of these announcements. I've had users that have struggled with all of those things at different times, whether it's the naming of the content pack, the read-only reports, and Teams. Teams seems like a big theme this week, too, with the changes there. So having some of that reporting around that will be awesome. So one other thing that kind of ties into all of this is this, you talked about this usage score. How does that tie into this whole concept, the whole reporting, usage analytics?
You know, I'm so excited about the usage score concept. I think at the crux of it, it's all about quantifying the usage and adoption of Office 365 in a way that you can actually start measuring. Key thing here is if you can't measure it, you're not going to be able to improve it. But even measurement, everybody has a slight sense of, you know, what's the level of usage that are getting, but it's a very loosey-goosey sense. There's no real quantification of it. If someone in your organization asks you, you don't have a way to really give a succinct, crisp, precise answer. What we're really trying to do here is create some sort of a simplistic, numeric way to be able to say, hey, if I was possibly giving myself a score out of 100, I think I'm right now at 28 or 47 or basically quantifying a grade if you may, that helps you understand, here's where I am today, and helps me understand where I can get this to. And so it's all about helping you contextualize this usage information in a framework that helps you grow in a systematic manner to maximize the benefit that you can be getting out of Office 365. So that's what the score is about. And if all my listeners today, or your listeners today, if they're going to actually perhaps close their eyes for a second and actually think about what grade would they give their organization on how well they adopt Office 365 capabilities. And in a few quarters, when we release all of this, I want you to actually compare that number that you thought of today to the number that we actually come up with. And again, don't overstress about the number, because there'll be a mathematical algorithm behind it. But the core notion is, can you quantify that and can you find ways to improve it? That's what we're going after.
Okay, so is this kind of, as a follow-up, I know they've had like the secure score where they give you a score on security. Is this kind of that same type of concept, only now it's that usage adoption?
Yeah, it's the same type of concept. And of course, we did talk to the secure score team. But what is really interesting about the user score is that we do not simply give you an all-up Office 365 user score, but that we will give you a user score by scenario. Because as Shilpi just said, right, when you use Office 365, it's really a suite of products. And you get the most value of it if you use multiple products together. Because then Office 365 can really enable modern workplace scenarios like real-time co-authoring, real-time chat, or working from anywhere. So we will give you a score by scenarios, for example, like document collaboration or intelligence or teamwork. And for each score, we will also help you to understand where you are in your kind of digital transformation journey. Because you can, for example, when we look at document collaboration, is a really interesting scenarios, because kind of the first step, of course, is for people to upload, to save documents to the cloud. But then afterwards, you can do so many more things. You could share a document, but then do people really read the documents that you have shared? Do people comment on your documents? So do you actually really co-author in those documents? So these are different levels, and we will help you understand where your users are in their digital transformation journey. And we will also help you to move from one level to the next to increase how your organization is using Office 365 by, for example, enabling you to directly target those users that are in a specific level. And for example, let's say Shilpi saves this document to the cloud, but she has never shared a document yet. Then you would be able to send her an email with a message that focuses on how to share with her, or how to inform her about sharing directly from the admin center.
Wow, that's really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Oh, all right.
Wait, there's
something
more.
Something else. Oh, man. This just doesn't stop. This is awesome.
This awesomeness is here to stay and keeps going on. No, actually, on a serious note, this actually also helps you understand how your organization is doing in comparison to others like you. And that's actually a cool piece of technology that we're bringing in here, because we're not just helping you understand how you're doing, but it helps you gauge, hey, could I be doing better, or am I actually doing better than the others? And just leverage the community to be able to understand what are others doing in this space to be able to grow their usage and adoption versus how am I stacking against them. And it's just a very beautiful concept of cohort analysis in here to sort of say, hey, other Office 365 companies who are perhaps in the same industry as you, the same region as you, the same size as you in our Office 365, the same age as you. I mean, there's a lot of different ways we could actually, you know, build cohorts around, but actually help you understand how you're doing in that space of other people that are like you. And that's going to be really
cool. Yeah. So are you guys going to have like a competition when this launches to see who can get the highest secure score, or not secure, sorry, get the highest usage score, and like give away a prize for the person that can get the highest usage score?
You know what? We'll focus on what we will do in there, and then I'm sure the community will pick the rest of it.
One thing I wanted to dive into a little bit more was some of this advanced usage analytics that sounds like you guys announced that leverages like Data Lake and some of the Azure Analytics and Azure SQL. Can you talk a little bit more just kind of about how that works, what that means for users? Is that, again, additional costs because of those Azure services? Just a little bit how some of that works.
Yeah, I'll talk about the value that they'll get first. So think about what information lives in the usage reporting aspect, right? It's information about how your organization is using the various parts of the productivity tools that you're offering them through Office 365. The way this data really becomes meaningful for your organization is when you actually contextualize that for who is using what and what pockets of people are actually using, what trends are you seeing, what patterns are you seeing in your organization. Because that speaks to the way, the DNA of your organization. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Is one pocket of your company, early adopters, really the tech folks that will go out there and kind of collaborate in the best, newest possible ways and get their jobs done faster, better, like whatever, right? But the cool whole notion here is that how do you take the Office 365 usage data and really add the context of your organization? And when we speak about the context, it starts to become a really high-scale data set that needs to be analyzed with the most sophisticated tools that's available out there. So what we're doing is we're offering customers an easily configurable solution that actually gets them started without a lot of heavy lifting that this comes with, because they can now, just with a click of a few buttons, actually create a process that extracts data out of Office 365, pushes it into their Azure subscription, into whatever storage solution works right for the scale of data that they have. It could be ADLS, it could be SQL, it depends completely on, you know, how big a tenant you are and how much activity you're trying to get, or what granularity are you trying to get this data for, or how much history do you want to have for this data. And that starts to dictate what kind of, you know, storage solutions you'll use. But once the data is in your Azure subscription, think about the power that this data has now for you, because you can analyze this data in all possible pivots and slices and dices of what's contextually right for your organization, and start to put this data to use in your organization, right? That's the value here. So it's your data, your usage data arriving in your Azure subscription for you to be able to do endless analysis. We're looking to make analytics heroes out of this. Your boss or your boss's boss or that CIO, CEO in your organization who has the nth question about the value of Office 365, you're now going to have answers at your fingertips.
Okay, that's awesome, because I know like the current content adoption pack, I think it's like 90 days and that data's gone. So now that you own that data, you can have it for as long as you want to keep it and keep those trends a lot, or look at trends and growth a lot longer.
Exactly right.
Are there any other benefits it kind of provides beyond owning your data? Are there new reports that you're able to generate from it then? I'm assuming you can also customize those reports once you own the data. Is that some of what's in the usage report just pumping into your data sources, or is there even additional data that you now get?
So this is for my diehard adoption content pack fans out there. Yeah. The adoption content pack, we've packed a lot of interesting metrics in there. And we've given you trends, because that's where you start to see the changes that you're trying to drive, right? But what you really want to do is see the trends contextualized to your org. In the sense, you want to see which departments are actually changing their behavior and starting to adopt some of these technologies. That's not possible today in the adoption content pack, because we're bringing user metadata and user level activity information just for the last complete month. And so that gives you a view what's the current state, but it doesn't really give you that view of how has this been changing over time, and what do you really want to, which business leader do you really need to go and talk to say, hey, your organization, we're paying for them, but we need them to actually start using some of these things, right? Because that information, that trend is not possible in the adoption content pack. But what changes with this advanced analytics solution is that you can start trending with the contextualization that you've brought into this data. You're not just trending the Office 365 usage data by products and things like that, which we already pack in there. But what you're really doing is looking at which regions are adopting better and what's that trend looking like. And so the power is in the new visuals and new insights that you can get that is not possible today with the content pack.
Okay, very cool. So if people want to go find out more about the advanced content pack, some of the announcements today, is there a good spot they can go to get some of that information, to learn more, even to start trying it? When is it going to be in preview? Do you have some of that timeline yet?
So in general, some of the announcements are actually available right now, right? The reports reader role is available in the admin center today. The two new Teams reports, they are coming out in about 2 weeks in mid-October.
Okay.
And everything that Shilpi just talked about, the advanced usage analytics, that is currently pretty much in concept phase. Okay. So we don't have a date to share yet. But we will, of course, use all the channels to communicate with you that we have been using, which is the message center, of course, in the admin center. That is the main channel that we use to communicate any new features to you. And we also heavily use the Office 365 blog in the tech community. We actually put out a blog with all the announcements, which is, we created a short link, which is aka.ms/Office 365 usage reporting. So if you have feedback on any of the features that we're working, especially the ones that are in concept phase, please use the comment functionality on that blog, because that really helps us to create the solutions that meet your needs.
We'll build it if they tell us they like it.
How about that? Sounds good. Well, thanks a lot, Anne, Shilpi. I really appreciate the time, the interview. Maybe we'll try to get you guys on again and dive into some of the other Office 365 admin stuff. So appreciate it.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Thank you.